What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Highs and Lows in Wrestling here on the unofficial WWE podcast. Today is Sunday, July 25th, 2021. My name is Mimi Burris, and we have a whole lot to get into, as always, guys. But Sunday, Money in the Bank, Monday Night Raw with fans back for the first time in like 16 months. On Tuesday, we had NXT that's still unexplainably in the Capitol Wrestling Center. It's really hurting that product. We had AEW Fyter Fest Night 2. We had SmackDown in front of fans. We had the return of John Cena. We had Goldberg, I guess. And we had so much more to talk about today. And we are going to get into all of it right after I quickly plug Patreon, guys, because Patreon is only $1 a month, totally ad-free, all of these shows. There are other tiers that you can also get that cost a little bit more, but for your buck, you're gonna get a bang for sure. You're gonna get mugs, t-shirts. You can get yourself on this show. Go check out all the tier options on patreon.com or at the Patreon app. We also are on iTunes, totally ad-free. I think it's $3.99. It's $3.99 a month to get all these shows completely ad-free on iTunes, so you can go check that out absolutely as well. If you are like me and just cannot stand ads anymore, why would you not check these things out? You pay $1 for an apple, you could pay $1 to get all these shows ad-free. That's not mutually exclusive. I don't know why I use that example. It's not even really an example, but I'm going to stop talking. We're going to get the intro going, and then we're going to actually talk about wrestling. That's it.
Hardy with a powerful right hand knocking Sammy Guevara through the stage.
I want a divorce. Oh!
I told you I was gonna ruin yours!
I feed a whole family with this title!
As always, you guys, thank you for tuning in to the unofficial WWE podcast, and thank you for tuning into this show specifically. We're on episode number 32 here on the highs and lows of the week, and I am still loving every time I get to come on here and talk to you guys about this week in wrestling. So this week specifically, obviously, we've got a whole lot to get into, as I said at the top of the show, starting with the Money in the Bank pay-per-view. And guys, I was watching Sunday night, watched the first match of the night, and I said, job done for the week. I know what my low of the week is going to be. And then the rest of the week happened, and once again, my plan was foiled because there was so much other crap to talk about. But for the sake of time, I am going to stick to just two honorable mentions about this week's low, and then we'll get into the official low of the week. And obviously, then we'll talk about the good stuff, because I'm not all negative, Mr. Logan Meyer 23. I am positive, too, and we'll talk about the positive stuff. And we've got the Aiden's Questions Corner Irish place of the week as well. We'll talk about that, too, and your random match recommendation. a whole lot to do on this show. So without further ado, let's get into some honorable mentions. And as I mentioned, the Money in the Bank pay-per-view, that opening match, that women's Money in the Bank match was the worst Money in the Bank match I've ever seen in my entire life. Not even kidding. 100% positive about that one. Try to argue with me. And if you'd like to argue with me, or you just want to state your opinion, you can tweet me on the Twitter. I don't know why I said that in a Southern accent. You can tweet me on the Twitter. No, you can tweet me on the Twitter or at Mimi Burris, or you can email me at Mimi Burris. No, it's, what is it? Goddamn. Every time, guys, it's mimi.realwwepodcast@gmail.com. Send me an email. Shoot me a tweet on the Twitter. Whatever you guys want to do. I always love hearing your guys' thoughts about this week in wrestling or any other week in wrestling. All right. What was I talking about again? What was it? I was Money in the Bank. The Money in the Bank women's ladder match. Yes, the worst women's, or excuse me, just the worst Money in the Bank period match I've ever seen, ever. The spots were so bad. The spots looked so unorganic, if that's a word, not organic. The setup of all of that looked so bad. The spots were poorly executed. The whole match dragged on. Guys, I don't think I need to tell you how terrible that match was. So I was like, oh, that'll be my low for the week. And then, nope, the rest of the week happened. And the only other honorable mention, guys, this week that I will throw out there is that Keith Lee. Keith Lee is back. He debuts back on Raw with crowds back in the arena. We've got Keith Lee back in his hometown of Texas. And what do? They feed him to the almighty Bobby Lashley to lose in his hometown because WWE does not want you guys or myself to have nice things. Let's contrast that with a company that does like to give you nice things and does want the fans to have nice things at AEW. Last week with Sammy Guevara getting a win in his hometown. A nonsense match, but just to have Sammy Guevara be able to come out in front of the hometown crowd and the crowd to see him get a win, that was nice, right? And Lance Archer this week coming out and getting a win over Jon Moxley for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Like, nice things for the hometown crowd that paid money to go and see your show. Versus, let's have Keith Lee come out and lose to Bobby Lashley in the most unnecessary match of all time just to say F you to all the fans in Texas who love their hometown hero, Keith Lee. I hate this place. Anyways, so that happened this week. And then what else happened this week? Your official low of the week. Speaking of NXT superstars, what a transition. Let's talk about what happened here, guys. At the McMahon family household this week, or excuse me, last week, they sat around the table. They had a nice rich people dinner. And Vince said, oh, Triple H, how's that undefeated, unstoppable, that guy who's been beating all of your top stars in NXT, who can't really wrestle, but he's got that really cool presentation entrance and that nice blonde lady who comes down to the ring with him and all that. How's that guy doing? You know, I know we've been having him on main event because a lot of people watch that show. I know we've been having him on a main event lately, and I kind of like him. I'm just going to take your undefeated, unstoppable NXT champion who, again, has not been beaten by anybody ever yet in WWE. I'm just going to take that guy, Triple H, or Paul Levesque, Mr. Levesque. I'm just going to take him. Can we have him on Raw? Because we have this great match planned with Jeff Hardy. It's going to be a total of a minute and 42 seconds. It's going to be under 2 minutes. We are going to take your NXT undefeated World Heavyweight Champion. And we're going to bring him to Raw and have him lose to this guy. You might know him. He's been losing to Jinder Mahal on main event for like the last 6 weeks. Jeff Hardy, you know, remember him? Yes, we're going to have him. The good guy, the fan favorite, the one who everybody really loves. We're going to have the babyface here, Jeff Hardy, cheat to win a match against your undefeated, unstoppable NXT World Heavyweight Champion on Raw in under 2 minutes for no purpose. There's nothing's going to follow up on it. I'm just going to leave it at that. Yeah, we're going to have that happen. So I'm going to need him from you, and thanks. And then carry on with your cute little playground or whatever you're doing down there in NXT. I don't know. I've never watched the goddamn show. And that, ladies and gentlemen, and anything else you identify as, is your look into the world of the mind of Vince McMahon. You're welcome. No, okay, but oh, really, in all seriousness, I'm not going to repeat everything I just said, but oh my gosh, again, you guys have heard me on the show. I'm not a fan of Karrion Kross. He doesn't do it for me. I think he's not great in the ring. I think they continue to have to throw some of the greatest wrestlers in the world, your Johnny Garganos, Anybody in that Fatal 5-Way they had on NXT, the last, I don't know, I think it was the last TakeOver. I don't remember even when it was. Time has no meaning. I'm not a big fan of Karrion Kross. However, there's right now on in my fridge or on the counter. I don't remember where. I don't even know where you're supposed to put them, honestly. I think they go in the fridge, so I assume it's in the fridge. I have a potato in my fridge right now, guys. A potato. Whole potato in my fridge that could have booked Karrion Kross's debut on the main roster better than this. I guarantee you, all of you guys who are WWE apologists who are trying to book something to come out of this. I said, all right, maybe Jeff Hardy goes to NXT. That's not going to happen, though, because Jeff Hardy is a draw and Vince McMahon knows that. To an extent, he is, at least. He's a fan favorite. Apparently, you'd think Vince McMahon knows that, but then again, he cheated to win. So I don't even know what I'm talking about, guys. I have a potato in my fridge that could have booked the debut of Karrion Kross on the main roster better. And all of you WWE apologists who are saying this is going to lead to something, it's not going to lead to anything. Vince McMahon doesn't care. And I don't know if this was some backstage politicking. I don't know what's going on. If it's this old Bruce Pritchard, Johnny Laurinaitis, Paul Levesque, like, who's going to take over the company when Vince McMahon isn't here. There's this whole theory behind all that. I don't know. But all I know is I watched NXT this Tuesday and couldn't take a thing on that show seriously that was going on with Samoa Joe and Karrion Kross. I believe that William Regal probably could have kicked Karrion Kross's butt because Jeff Hardy's almost getting up there the same age as William Regal, it feels like. So, no, I can't suspend my disbelief for this show anymore. Vince McMahon, yes, you did it. You ruined my viewing experience of NXT this week. So congratulations, at least of the main thread on the show. The rest of the stuff is normally pretty great. So, but I mean, you have something like that going on and it just puts a bad taste in your mouth going into the entire show. So again, we are here to say that Vince McMahon does not view NXT as this quote-unquote third brand, guys. Vince McMahon views it as, if anything, developmental, but probably not even. Vince McMahon views it as, let's take these amazing independent wrestlers who are unbelievable and wrestle all around the world and really have defined their craft very well. Let's take them, but they have to go in NXT in a quote-unquote developmental program to relearn how to wrestle the way we do it. That's how Vince McMahon views NXT, and that is probably the explanation to this debut. I don't know if it was a middle finger to Triple H. I don't know if it was sending a message. I don't know if it was a punishment to losing the quote-unquote Wednesday Night Wars. I don't know what the hell this was, but this was awful.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Awful. But please continue to tweet me on the Twitter your ideas of what this is going to lead to, because it's not going to lead to anything. Again, there's a potato in my fridge that could have booked this better. A potato. And potatoes are great. No, you know, I don't know why I'm on here, like, afraid I'm going to hurt a potato's feelings. I don't need to, like, apologize for insulting the intelligence of a fucking potato. Fired up now, guys. I'm fired up. And this is why we probably start with the low of the week, because then I can move on over to the highs of the week and get into the good stuff. Because, guys, there was a lot of awesome stuff that went on this week in wrestling. There really was. The Money in the Bank pay-per-view. A lot of people love that main event. I think it tried too hard to be a classic. I think it went on way too long. But I did love seeing John Cena return to WWE. And John Cena, you guys, is going to John Cena. Hence the opening promo on SmackDown and on Raw. Man, this company is desperate for ratings. John Cena's going to John Cena, but it's just nice to hear somebody who has the freedom to go out there with a microphone and is not micromanaged in every word he says, and he can talk to a crowd and interact with the crowd like nobody else. So that was really nice. The men's Money in the Bank match was one of the greatest ones I've ever seen. Big E getting the Money in the Bank, absolutely awesome. Well-deserved. I got chills, and I almost teared up when I heard the crowd on SmackDown chanting, "You deserve it." Still can somehow produce nice moments despite themselves in this company. Ricochet's unbelievable athleticism in that match. Riddle and Shinsuke with an awesome back and forth at a certain point. Seth Rollins, we cannot undersell how important Seth Rollins' reactions are to all of this. I'm not even going to talk about the 3MB, you know, future WrestleMania main event between Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre with that amazing long-term storytelling. Just unbelievable, guys. Just breathtaking, really. No. Kevin Owens... the bumps. I feel bad for this man. I hope he gets a break for a while. Moving on over to Raw, like I already said, I didn't mind that whole Sheamus-Humberto Carrillo, like, essentially eliminator match. Just, you know, kick the crap out of him once again. But the crowd doesn't really care about Humberto Carrillo, and I haven't been given a reason to care about Humberto Carrillo either, but I did want to mention it here. The Money in the Bank, I forgot to say, guys, Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley at the pay-per-view, not on Raw, at the pay-per-view. What a match. Charlotte Flair managed to get the crowd. Charlotte Flair managed to get the entire WWE fanverse. I'm not going to call it the freaking universe. I think that's so stupid. Managed to get every WWE fan into a match and into a feud with one middle finger when the entire creative team couldn't manage to do that for weeks. And they wrestled the crap out of each other. And I thought it was the correct move to make a title switch there, because they clearly botched Rhea Ripley. Nothing on Rhea Ripley. Absolutely. You want to get into the NXT, you want to get into the Money in the Bank cash-in and the Raw women's title change to Nikki Ash? I don't, because I already talked about my low of the week, and I limited myself to two honorable mentions, so we're not talking about it here, guys, because I'm not even going to go down that wormhole of absolute crap. I'm going down it, as you can tell now. Just because you pitch an idea and it gets through creative and you're allowed to do your idea doesn't mean it's good. It's cringeworthy. Her promo and delivery is cringeworthy. Her matches are not good. She has done nothing to deserve to be at the quote-unquote top of a division, because that's what happens when you hold a championship. That's how it feels when Charlotte Flair holds a fucking championship. And I told myself I wasn't going to go down the wormhole, and I went down the wormhole. Fighter Fest, Britt Baker, Nyla Rose. I thought that championship match well over-delivered. Rey Fénix is back, guys. That's all I'm going to say, because the rest of the segment sucked. And the main event was absolutely going to get my high for the week, except for the news that I saw after the show. It was announced before the show, but I saw it after the show. Because this match, guys, the Texas Death Match for the IWGP United States title, John Moxley versus Lance Archer. Brutal. Violent. But it made sense. Not everything in the match was perfectly done. Again, I think I mentioned on my AEW Dynamite review show, which if you want to hear me talk more about this match, you can go check that out if you have not already. I saw like the blade spots and whatever else. I don't care, though. John Moxley went through two tables full of barbed wire. And the finish was so well done. It takes nothing away from Jon Moxley. The man couldn't get up. He was stuck in barbed wire. Speaking of barbed wire, we're having Nick freaking Gage versus Chris Jericho next week. And that awesome main event I can't wait for. So that was all good stuff. And SmackDown again with John Cena just conducting a crowd. Finn Balor versus Sami Zayn was probably one of my favorite matches of the week. Short, simple, but great. I pretty much skipped through Angelo Dawkins versus Chad Gable and the SmackDown Women's Championship match because I could not have cared less, and the whole venue thing threw me off. I liked watching Edge and Seth Rollins in the ring, cutting promos back and forth. It was good to see Toni Storm on TV, even if it was against Zelina Vega. And we stand Zelina Vega here on this podcast, guys, because like she said, she's getting her money. She's getting her money. Screw all of us, man. What's not hurting is her bank account, like she said. So if she wants to wrestle in this company and make a lot of money and whatever else, good for her. We support Zelina Vega. I see bigger and brighter things for her in other places, but what the heck do I know? and Roman Reigns versus Finn Balor. Who could have called that one? That was great. Again, I don't know where we're going from this. My assumption is that we're going to have a TV match with Finn Balor and Roman Reigns. And then with SummerSlam, we have John Cena and Roman Reigns. But who knows? I have no idea what they're going to do with this. And I would tread lightly because this could get a little fishy. But I'm excited nonetheless. However, guys, your official high for the week was not a promo, was not a match, was not anything we saw on actual wrestling TV, guys. However, it was the rumored announcements that both CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are signing to AEW. Yes, that's my high for the week. It's my show. I can do what I want. And to explain how big of a deal this is, guys, like, It hasn't even happened yet. The debut hasn't even happened yet. But the reputable, there have been some but you guys know what I'm trying to say. Some trusted sources that have claimed that both Daniel Bryan and CM Punk have signed or are signing with AEW. Yes, CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are not necessarily needle movers for the casual fan, maybe. But guys, for your wrestling fans, for your pure wrestling fans, for your 2012, like, CM Punk just mega fans, for your Daniel Bryan supporters, every fan at that WrestleMania chanting yes in the main event when Daniel Bryan won the World Heavyweight Championships, technically, I guess. These fans, how are you guys, if you do not watch AEW, how are you not going to tune in to AEW when CM Punk and Daniel Bryan are going to go and wrestle for that company? If I didn't watch AEW and was not already such a fan, you bet your bottom dollar I'm tuning into AEW to see CM Punk, especially CM Punk. Return to wrestling, return to the ring is what is presumably happening on Dynamite, at Grand Slam, at All Out in Chicago, wherever. Guys, All Out, the pay-per-view, is in Chicago. There is so much they could do here, and I'm not going to... If you want, you can go listen to a podcast with Mary Grader and Matt talking all about CM Punk and Daniel Bryan debuting in AEW. But that's a whole podcast for another time for myself as well. I'm not going to go into fantasy booking all of the amazing stuff that can go on with these two guys in AEW. But Kenny Omega, Daniel Bryan, I think it's round two, but this will be 10 times better. Just the absolute technical masterpiece and storytelling masterpiece that would be. Daniel Bryan versus Sammy Guevara. Chris Jericho versus, not Chris Jericho, CM Punk versus Hangman Page. Even just a face-off or just a nod between Chris Jericho and CM Punk and Daniel Bryan. Give me CM Punk and Daniel Bryan versus the Young Bucks. Give me Wardlow versus CM Punk. I don't care. Give me MJF versus CM Punk. Give me MJF versus Daniel Bryan. Oh my gosh. The quality of the stories that are going to be told and the matches that are going to be wrestled is like mouth-watering. I'm salivating at the thought, guys. How could this not be my high of the week? How are you not as freaking pumped up as I am about these two guys being in my opinion, subjectively, the best wrestling company in the world right now? I am beyond words. I can't even, I'm going to have to get my thoughts together before I can actually sit down, and maybe there will be a podcast just with booking these guys in AEW. I do not know when they're going to debut. I would assume you have CM Punk at All Out, but then do you want to overshadow Hangman Page's possible victory over Kenny Omega, if that's what's going to go down? I'm not even going to try to guess what their plan is. I'm just going to sit here as a mark, as a fan of pro wrestling, and be thrilled by what this company is going to do with these two absolute wrestling megastars. So 100%, that's your high of the week without a doubt, guys. I can't even put words and thoughts together right now because I'm so excited. You guys know, if you've listened to this podcast before, I am a huge CM Punk fan. And of course, Daniel Bryan is one of the greatest of all times in the ring without a doubt. So I hope we get to see these guys as soon as possible, but I'm willing to wait, absolutely. And with all that being said, guys, why not give your random match recommendation right off the back of this and throw you guys on over to none other than CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan at Over the Limit 2012. Or if you guys want to, you know, switch it up a little bit, you can watch Money in the Bank 2012, CM Punk versus Daniel Bryan.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
But I don't know. I'm more of an Over the Limit fan. I thought that match was a little bit better. So go check out either one of those matches. You're getting a 2-for-1 in your random match recommendation of the week because AEW is giving us a 2-for-1 with CM Punk and Daniel Bryan debuting in that company. I'm not going to 100% believe it until I see it, guys, but I can tell you my hopes are way beyond up right now. And before we obviously log off here, we have the thing that I still have not come up with a name for, but your Aiden Irish Corner questions of the week. Aiden, as always, thank you for shooting me some questions both on Twitter and on the Twitter, excuse me, as I pull it up right now, on the Twitter and over email. I appreciate it as always. Always nice to get a couple questions to answer. And again, if you guys want to send me questions or we just want to talk, it's on the Twitter, on email, whatever. I love talking about wrestling with you guys. Preferably, you know, don't send me your life problems and stuff. I'm not a registered therapist or anything like that. But I'm probably only good for talking about wrestling. But you can always shoot me a DM on Twitter. You guys, like a bunch of you have already, have gotten some great conversations going on about wrestling in the DMs. Or an email if that's your thing and you're late to the whole Twitter game like I am. So, Aiden, you said, soft cue again. I'm interested in your views on the backstage talent, Caleb Braxton and Kevin Patrick. Oh, good swerve. I did not expect this one. Good swerve here, Aiden. Kayla, in my opinion, is absolutely gorgeous. Her last Instagram post broke the internet. I don't do the social media such things enough to have seen it. But you say her story is inspirational. I won't get into all the details of that for podcasting purposes and triggering anybody. But yes, her story is inspirational. So many gaps in her life story and has made it so far. She is awesome on Talking Smack. She's great on pre-shows and interviews. And then you said Kevin Patrick is exceptional. Started with Main Event, then Raw Talk, then Backstage, then live pay-per-views, and now new Talking Smack show with Matt Camp. He's a consummate professional in air or on air and on social media. I think he's taken a WWE like a duck to water. Oh, I like that. What thinks you, Mimi? I, again, always appreciate it, Aiden, for sending in a question. I so did not expect this, or I never prepare. I just always answer these off the cuff because I want to give you guys just, I don't know, I don't do a lot of preparation for these podcasts, if you haven't guessed. I just like to give you my raw, unfiltered thoughts. And don't do a lot of editing for that purpose, I guess. It's not just because I'm lazy. It might also just be because I'm lazy. But my thoughts on both Caleb Braxton and Kevin Patrick, I think Caleb Braxton is great, actually. I think her dynamic with Paul Heyman is awesome. I like it. Sometimes it can be a little much, but I think Caleb Braxton is incredible. I don't know much about her life story or as much as you do, Aiden, but I think Caleb Braxton is perfect for WWE, and I think both Kevin Patrick as well. I don't know if they do as well as, like, in any other company or industry. I can't say that because I've never seen them, but I think they're the perfect mold for WWE, so they did a good job with that, as your Renee Paquettes could do so well in any company ever. I think Renee Paquette was, like, the greatest find that WWE had in any of its backstage talent. Commentary, obviously, so she's a little harder on herself than I would be. I don't think she was as bad as she thinks she was, but I don't know why I'm talking about Renee Paquette. But yes, I don't think their skills necessarily would be as well utilized in another company. I think they're a perfect fit for WWE, and I like Kevin Patrick's accent. I like that he's a little Irish, and it's a little, I don't want to call it diversity, but just to have a little bit of a mix-up, and it's nice to have a male interviewer backstage, too. I can't remember the last time we had that, or at least a really good one. Michael Cole is the only one that's coming to my mind. Oh, Tom Phillips did it for a while, too. I don't see either of them coming on to the commentary table at all, and I don't think that's necessarily the plan. But nonetheless, thank you as always, like I said. And that's all from me today, guys, on your highs and lows of the week. Make sure you check out this week in review. there might be a possible new introduction on that show. I don't know. Just go check it out. I don't know why I called it an introduction. The theme music at the beginning of the show. Tell me what you guys think about the theme music at the beginning of the show as well on the Raw, or not Raw. Well, the Raw review too, I guess, but the Week in Review. Would love to hear your guys' thoughts on that because, you know, I don't know, some loser might have edited that together. But with all that being said, I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week as always. I will talk to you guys on the AEW Dynamite review show. And if you don't watch AEW Dynamite and you don't listen to that review show, that hurts my feelings. So there. But then I'll talk to you guys next week here on this week's Highs and Lows. And have a great week, guys. Until next time.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.